Denver Public Schools released an official list yesterday that recommends the closure of 10 schools for the 2023 through 2024 school year. This district cites recent budget shortfalls and declining enrollments at each of these schools. The schools on the list either have fewer than 215 students or fewer than 275 students and are currently projected to keep declining. The schools on the closure recommendation list include Columbian Elementary, Palmer Elementary, Math Science Leadership Academy, Schmidt Elementary, Eagleton Elementary, Fairview Elementary, International Academy of Denver at Harrington, Denver Discovery School, and Whittier K-8. The closure of the schools would affect more than 1,700 people. DPS will present the closure plan on November 3rd to a Board of Education, while the vote for the closure will happen on November 17th. The upset parents of students that attend schools in the Boulder Valley School District attended a school board meeting last night in which they requested that board members review the policy on school safety after the arrest of a former student that made violent threats to Fairview High School. The parents specifically requested that they review the communication policy between students and faculty and that they return the school resource officers. BVSD voted to remove police resource officers after years of debate for the first time this year. They denied requests to reinstate a school resource officer at last night's meeting, but said they would consider reviewing communication policies between students and faculty. Denver's Office of Climate Action, Sustainability, and Resiliency announced this week that they will pause the release of new e-bike vouchers for the rest of the year. The announcement comes after the popularity of the e-bike vouchers overwhelmed the program. The $9 million in subsidies were meant to last at least 3 years but were used up in the first 6 months of the program. Denver officials say they will relaunch a reconfigured program with increased funding next year. They say part of the new plan focuses on making sure low-income citizens will benefit more from the program. Colorado officials are also working on a statewide version of the program that will cost about $12 million and will work outside of Denver city limits. According to the Colorado Sun, that program will begin in early 2023. Trump allies are targeting Colorado's Latino voters with anti-transgender messaging using Spanish mailers and radio ads. KG News' Claire Purnell has more.
Latino voters across Colorado and Greeley found transphobic political mailers in their mailboxes this week. According to the Colorado Sun, Stephen Miller, a former aide to Trump, leads the dark money profit that has begun targeting Latino voters in the largely Democratic areas. The campaign also includes radio ads. Latino residents report that the transphobic mailers include a photo of Rachel Levine, a Biden appointee and the first transgender person to hold a federal office, with a note saying President Biden and his liberal allies are pushing radical and irreversible gender experiments on children. Latino voters make up nearly 39% of the electorate population in the 8th District, spanning from the northeast Denver suburbs into Greeley. The Spanish-language mailers and radio ads are a way to target Latino voters with misinformation to sway the upcoming election results. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.
Douglas County deputies killed two people at an RTD station this morning. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office announced in an early morning tweet that officers were patrolling the RTD Lincoln Station parking lot in Lone Tree when they saw a suspicious black Kia without a license plate and the locks punched out. When deputies approached the vehicle, suspects opened fire. Six deputies fired back at the two suspects in the car. They were both killed. A deputy was transported with minor injuries. The department later tweeted the vehicle in the question had been stolen. Expect lower temperatures and partly cloudy weather throughout the Front Range today. In Boulder, a high of 55 and a low of 37. In Denver, a high of 58 and a low of 38. In Fort Collins, a high of 55 and a low of 37. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.